You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome into your Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. If you didn't listen to our Wednesday update, this is our new addition to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, where every other day during the offseason, we will start your morning with that day's outlook on your Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, June 11th.
I think we know about Kyle. So Kyle hurt his knee. And we'll just see how he does here. It doesn't look like his ligaments, but we'll see. They're going to look at it and determine it. Chance he has to have surgery on it, but we'll see where it's at.
The most important news of the day on Thursday was bad news, and it was that regarding a potential Chiefs starting offensive lineman in Kyle Long. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero was first on the story, saying that Long suffered what was considered a somewhat serious lower leg injury on Wednesday at practice. The problem is that Long is now expected to be out until week one. That means no mandatory minicamp. That means no training camp. Andy Reid has said that this right side of the line will be an open competition. It is anybody's ball game. And so now you have to assume Long not being on the field, he's going to be out of that mix to start at right guard week one. So now you turn to the other candidates. We have Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. We have Andrew Wiley. We have Nick Allegretti. And we have Lucas Niang. Lucas Niang is thought to be in a battle himself at right tackle with Mike Remmers. But say Mike Remmers wins that position, maybe they kick Niang in. That was originally the plan to do with him last year before he opted out. He was going to play left guard next to Eric Fisher and then maybe kick out to left tackle. We know Orlando Brown has that position now. So I think the real candidates here are LDT, Andrew Wiley, and Nick Allegretti. LDT opted out, and he's on his way back. Andy Reid confirmed that LDT will be back in the mix at practice for mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. Andrew Wiley has started at different positions the last few years due to injuries, so now I think he has suddenly reemerged into that conversation. And the Chiefs really, really liked Nick Allegretti at left guard last year. This gives him another opportunity. There also is a dark horse candidate here in rookie sixth-rounder Trey Smith. Some people thought that Smith could go as high as the first round, and he ended up dipping and was available to the Chiefs in the sixth round due to some medical concerns. But the Chiefs have really liked him, and don't take it from me, just ask Chiefs offensive line coach Andy Heck.
I do think that Trey has a starting guard in his future. You know, how fast that will come, that'd be difficult to predict. He has all the physical and mental tools that you'd look for. And he loves football. I mean, that's an indispensable quality. He loves football. He loves to compete. And he's an extremely physical person. These things jump out at you when you watch tape of him.
So the right guard position, more wide open than ever as we draw closer to training camp.
Well, man, I can't really tell you. I don't even know what really happened with it. I tore my meniscus. I don't even know if it was at practice or just walking around after. But all I do know is you know, during his off-season period, man, with this training staff, like, we've been working nonstop. Like, me and Miss Julie and all her help that she has, like, it's been a real grind. And that's why I'm here today, you know, 100%.
Willie Gay is back, and he says he is 100%. And the Chiefs are going to need him after losing Damian Wilson to free agency and eventually the Jacksonville Jaguars this offseason. Fans have been vocal on Twitter and social media about the fact that they do not want to see Ben Neiman. And if that is going to be the case, Gay will have to gain the trust of the coaching staff. But here was the key from the presser on Thursday. Gay was actually a little slower to develop in 2020. And a part of that may be forgotten is the fact that he really didn't have a rookie offseason due to coronavirus. Remember, last year it was all virtual. This offseason is in person.
Well, I mean, of course, it was tough, man, for us guys that came in last year. You know, to only see the playbook for the first time during training camp, it was hard. You know, and to get that head start right now in OTAs and mini camp, it's definitely helping a lot. You know, I'm catching on to the things that I didn't catch on to last year. You know, I learned the basics. Now it's the small details that makes good great. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming on pretty good. So.
Keep on coming on, Willie.
All right. Well, we just wrapped up day three here, and I feel like we had a pretty good day here. Able to add four really good football players to the roster. You know, this is I just want to say thank you to the whole staff. You know, this is really a team effort between the scouts, the coaches, the trainers, medical team, our IT people to put this here together. So, you know, we feel really good about it. You know, the guys we were able to add here over the last couple of days. You know, high football character guys, tough, competitive, smart, and obviously really good football players. So, you know, with that, I'll take your questions.
That's the voice of Mike Borgonzi. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, you will in a second. The Chiefs made 20 player personnel promotions and moves on Wednesday, including four of note as they are potential general manager candidates in the near future. The first of note, the Chiefs now have an assistant general manager. It's Borgonzi, who has been with the Chiefs since 2009, which is more than a decade. Borgonzi spent the last 3 years as director of football operations and was recently on a CBS list of potential GM candidates to watch. The next is dual promotions for the Chiefs, and it's their salary cap dream team. Remember when the Chiefs had $177 in cap space, and a couple months later, they had re-signed both Chris Jones and Travis Kelce? Who do you have to thank for that? Brant Tillis and Chris Shea, who were both named vice presidents of football operations on Wednesday. Tillis interviewed with the Carolina Panthers for their GM job this offseason, and Shea, who has a law degree from Hofstra, was also named team counsel. The final personnel move to know is that of Ryan Poles, who was promoted to Executive Director of Player Personnel, a bump up from his former Assistant Director role. Poles worked in scouting under Scott Pioli, John Dorsey, and now Brett Veach, and could very well be the first of these four names to become a general manager. Why do I think that? Because he was just a finalist for the Panthers job this offseason. There are only four of those. But to recap here, when it's time for GM interviews next offseason, remember the names. Borgonzi, Tillis, Shea, and Poles.
Yeah, I got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple of weeks, man. And like, all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him, like, come that's where me. I want to be. He like, man, listen, that's why. I want to be in Denver. Before I signed, he called. He was like, man, are you going to sign? I was like, I don't know. I ain't sure yet. He was like, well, you know, let me know what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. And I signed back. He's like, listen, man, tell him that I want to be in Denver. So I'm like. Shh.
And finally today on the Arrowhead Drive, we're going back to Denver. All right. I guess that doesn't really work. Yeah, I don't want to be here anyway in Denver. Because Kareem Jackson, the defensive back for the Broncos, he's chirping. He played with Watson in Houston for 2017 and 2018 before moving on to the Broncos. We said it on Wednesday, the Broncos have a decent team. We have to admit that they could be dangerous, but they need a quarterback. Right now, Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock, they're not going to cut it. So now you have two of the best quarterbacks in the game with some different stories going on right now. And Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers, both interested. It really is a job for the taking, because if you think about those quarterbacks and then think about Lock and Bridgewater, the competition is not that steep. But there are different situations here, right? Because Rodgers can't get his team to trade him. Deshaun Watson can say the same, but he also has some of those legal issues. There remains the possibility that Watson could still be suspended or placed on the commissioner's exempt list as he works through his legal troubles. But say these get dropped, and we don't know what'll happen here, but say these get dropped like they did for Antonio Brown, then suddenly this becomes a player that I think a lot of teams in the league are going to be attracted to. And why not? The Denver Broncos should be one of them. We know they're not beating the Chiefs with Lock or Bridgewater. I've said it three times now, but Watson or Rodgers could at least split. We have to be honest with ourselves about that in Kansas City. So these quarterback situations remain something to watch at Arrowhead Pride. That's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Friday, June 11th. Remember to both subscribe and tell your fellow Chiefs fan friends to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And remember, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Show and BK on the Chiefs, where I think BK will try to prevent Show from talking more about The Wire. Good luck. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk on Monday.